Oh, then we're going to go to the show, I guess. The show? Hey, here we are. Is this thing on?
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
This is all right.
Let's get some nonsense out of the way.
Let's go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the season two finale of Qualified Nonsense. As you may know, we are wrapping up the 2025 with a little bit of a live show. And if you're hearing this after the fact, you can still watch our recording at twitch.tv/qualifiednonsense, but it's only for like a week or something. Just go over to youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense, and you'll be able to watch this recording in perpetuity. I am joined by the ever-attractive and well-endowed Matthew Ellis and Brandon Bernhardt. My name is Jacob Wilhelmy, and we here at Qualified Nonsense want to let you in on a little secret. We've heard the rumors, we've listened to the prayers, the appeals to our better judgment to step down while we are already so far behind. In the comments, telling us to get a second job so that we wouldn't have time to record. And to that, I have... let's see. I've got 79 words for you. We're coming back, baby, with a bigger and better Qualified Nonsense podcast. How bigger, you might ask? We're going to have some guests, motherfuckers. That's right. How better? Oh, and how better you may be so compelled to query with merch, baby. And how do we have the audacity to say both bigger and better at the same time together with such confidence? Feet pics. But that shit's only for Patreon. So you'll have to cough up some of that hard-earned cash for our little ass hobbit feet. And so with that, a little teaser for next year. I want to be slightly less aggressive and say thank you to all of our existing patrons. We really appreciate you stepping in and helping us out. And if you'd like to become a patron in 2026, we'd really appreciate it. And for those who are currently patrons, thank you. And with that plug, and with that, my name is Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Matt.
And this here is Qualified Nonsense.
Live.
All right, I'm going to switch the view just slightly because this is a little bit clunky. There we go. All right, so if anybody chats us, hopefully they'll show up on this right-hand side of your screen. Boys,
just remember, there's a few second delay, so be patient with us.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we haven't recorded an episode in a hot minute, right?
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
About a month. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Brandon. What were you saying?
Thereabouts. Yeah. When was the last time we recorded? October? Or, I don't know.
Yep. I think it was October. Well, I think we recorded it was either the Halloween episode or the episode after, and we were like, do the math. Yeah, I think that's gonna get us to the little break that we're gonna take.
Jake, we're already getting rizzed up in the comments. The
Jenner's. No, I said 67. 67. Oh, did you do 67? God damn it. Yeah, I hate that shit.
You did that to yourself. Jenner's,
I'm so upset with you right now. but thanks for tuning in.
Funny thing about that is I was actually at my athletic club, which the difference between an athletic club and a gym is athletic club is just all old, old, old gratuitous nudity and testicles and a lot of just old guys. But they're like, did you know that the 6-7 is in the Webster's dictionary now of the words? And the guy's like, what? Huh? What? It just was like the old Muppets in the balcony trying to talk about it. Like, what does it mean? He's like, nobody knows what it means.
Nobody knows.
So I mean, it's even made it to them. So we should probably stop saying it.
23 skidoo mean?
Wait, jeez, is 23 words can mean anything these days. My kids particularly hate 6-7, and so they've been making strong efforts to make 8-9 work and it's just as infuriating. But I respect more, them six, trying nine. To
get that to.
You should teach him 6'9".
Sit him down. Listen, boys.
I did see a funny meme that was like this. It was a picture of a old guy from the or like an old dad from the 50s, like playing catch with his son. He's like, "Dad, 6'7". He's like, "Yeah, do you know what 6'9" means?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Fucking loser."
Jesus.
On a earnest note, today is my sister Carrie's birthday, so happy birthday. I know she's a patron. Oh. She just became a loyal patron. I think she and my mom and my other sister Kelly are out to dinner, so I think that's like half of our listenership who probably
they're dining. Oh Jesus.
Ooh, maybe they'll put us on live at the dinner table.
Ooh, yeah, maybe they'll ask to put it up on the screen and we'll get even maybe. I don't know, I guess that would just be a viewer, huh?
Maybe it's only fair because when you're here your family
pot, we'll put it on.
Well, still a new patron, that's exciting, and happy birthday to your sister.
We'll remember you when we get rich and famous.
No danger of that.
You're
here.
You're one of our maybe, first.
Maybe in one of our other ventures.
You'll be waiting a while, but.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, should we get to it? Let's start hitting some questions.
Yeah, we haven't
nobody
been
wants
on
to see
long
us
enough for a break,
ramble.
So.
Yeah.
And this is where we would normally say, okay, and let's go to break.
And then.
And we're back.
Welcome there we go. Another,
all right, let's lead into it. I forget. I don't even have my notes. Feel free to drop us a line.
What is it I say again?
@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now is the time of the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing queries by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. Our first one is actually a listener submitted question from listener Eric. And
that's my neighbor.
Hi, Eric, neighbor.
And Eric asks, what is something you enjoy that would stereotypically only be enjoyed by someone much older than you? Matt's would be being naked at the gym.
Yep. He's already there. And I think we've talked about naps before. I haven't really gotten back on board with naps, but Matt, you're a nappy guy.
A napster.
I do.
That makes it sound different.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't understand the people that can do like 15-minute naps and be like, oh, okay, I'm rejuvenated. Time to go on like with about my day. I have to like, if I'm going to nap, which I do enjoy, it's got to be at least like 2 hours.
You basically just go to bed for your nap and like, yeah. Turn in.
Well, it's and no different than watching. It's like no different than watching a movie in the mid afternoon. You watch a movie and I'll just take a nap.
I had a friend in college, that you guys also knew, Caitlin. She would always compare going like watching a movie to like what else you could do with that 2 hours. And we lived about 2 hours from the beach. She's like, you could just go to the beach. I'm like, oh man, that's a really good point. I mean, obviously it takes more than that to like get home and like actually live life there, but like it was a fun
go to
way
Hobbiton
to reset.
Or outer space.
Or outer space. The imagination of the mind.
I mean, I don't know if I guess I understand that. Like, oh yeah, you could be in Vegas if you catch a flight right now. Yeah.
Well, I was using your example.
I know, but it's just like, make me feel bad about taking a nap. Jeez.
No, I mean, I think that's it. No, I was complimenting you on your frame of reference because you're right. You could do a
maybe I prefer to take a nap because then I can actually go to Japan and have some wild, crazy adventures in my dreams that okay. I get restful sleep out of it, too.
You could be on that grind doing DoorDash or whatever.
These deals don't sleep.
These deals don't sleep. I mean, I'm an avid birder. That's old as fuck.
Oh, Brandon, you just had a good soundbite for that.
Oh, what? No, I'm not gonna.
Nothing.
Well, okay. Well, but yeah, I go birding, and whenever I go with a group of people, I feel like this is a setup.
That's not a setup.
No. Keep talking.
He wants me to play the gay that...
I won't play it, so I'll just say it myself.
I can't find the button. So
that makes it better. It just makes it better.
Whenever we're in like groups of people or anyone else on the trail birding, like that has binoculars, they're at least in there. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not old as fuck, but it's like people in there, retired people, which is not old as fuck, but it's still something that people not our age generally do.
And I did always see like, a
oh,
real.
Have you seen anything good? Ooh, yellow rumped warbler over there. Boop, boop, boop.
I did see a funny reel that was like, birders are known for like some of the driest people, but it's like, have you seen some of these bird names that all these motherfuckers drafted up? It's like saggy tit swallowers. You know? Yeah, exactly. It's like all of the bird names are like, ooh, geez, who named that one?
Yeah, some of them are a little aggressive.
Do you, Jake, when you're in like a new city or new part of the globe from where you live, like, do you try to get out and see like the local birds there?
Yeah, we do. And Anna's much more proactive about it. She like looks up in advance, like what is commonly seen in any given area. We went to visit, the good folks in, Jess and David, friends of ours, in Texas. And they had a like within the city limits of Dallas, they had the roseate spoonbill, which we hadn't seen, and it's a pretty magnificent bird. But it was like in a like a city river, so it wasn't like a nice river, but it was like a, and it wasn't a runoff, it was something in between. But there were like 12 roseate spoonbills, so we one morning were like, hey, can you guys watch the kids? And we dashed out and got a glimpse of some roseate.
We're gonna go find a parking spot.
I know.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll watch your kids.
Christian and I were talking about how
super sexy like that.
The Western Meadowlark is a state bird of Oregon, but we've never seen one to our knowledge. Like we've seen like bald eagles and all that, but like
sure,
like the one that I can identify, at least. I haven't consciously spotted one.
Jake, you guys should come out, like come stay with us for a couple days, because we live, our driveway is right next door to the wildlife refuge.
Right.
Could see and, all the.
We talked a couple of episodes ago that you're a good killing ground for for hummingbirds too.
So. Oh yeah, yep. Got plenty of them.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video where it's like, this is kind of seasonally appropriate and bird appropriate, where it's like happy gay cardinal season, and it's like showing all like the Christmas decorations with like two red cardinals together. And like the, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I think it doesn't that also show up in like AI generated or like otherwise uninformed artists of like the of the arc, like the animals loading up into the arc, and it's like two male lions going out together. It's like
yeah.
I don't remember reading
What was the question again? Read the question again.
What is something you enjoy that would stereotypically only be enjoyed by someone much older than you? I mean, I like
throwing my back out.
Just sitting in the sauna with old guys.
Yeah.
Like I like going to like antique stores and like estate sales and stuff like that. I think it's
estate sales. You said that.
Although I guess those are by people who would be a little bit older.
I mean this, I know, also
we're
like
approaching that you know.
In sincere honesty, I also dinner reservations at 4:30. I think it's great. I think it's amazing because you can have your meal, and then you'd have time. Especially people that are like on a babysitter timeline.
Oh yeah.
Like then you can go walk around the city and I would catch a drink at a completely secondary spot that you would have previously only had time for just dinner if you got dinner at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer eating with the senior citizens like before 5 o'clock. I think it's great.
Yeah. Give your time, I mean, along those time lines, to digest. I mean, I mentioned it before. I like matinees. I prefer going to an earlier show.
Matinees for like films?
Yeah, movies, or plays, just any anything. Yeah.
Plays too. I always
feel, anything I always that felt requires like, leaving the house. Yeah. Matinee times, please.
Yeah, I feel like
dinner, 3 o'clock.
I feel like the what's it called? The having and we've all been in matinees, but like I always felt like matinees had a little less energy. They're just like a little less exciting. Little
like it's like, yeah, this is the practice one for the evening show.
Yeah.
Kind yeah. of. I mean, sometimes it felt like that. Sometimes there were
final shows, practice but... on that solo. You've been kind of messing up. You're like, I don't know, whatever. If I mess this one up. Although we just did that. We're actually going to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra this weekend. And they're doing, this is their prime time to just thrive. So they're doing two shows every day in each city. And my wife is like, well, there's a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. I was like, I mean, you don't really have to ask. Yeah. I think you know which one.
That's a silly question.
It's on a Sunday night, too. I'm not going to a show in Portland at 7 p.m. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see that there's some people in watching us on YouTube and in Twitch. So shout out. Thanks for joining Creepers. Us. And drop into chat if you have any opinions on things that we've said or ideas of things that you like doing.
That, I wish it would show you who's like in chat. Well, it might you well, because
it
you're
will when you chat. Like Jenner's is in here, or she was.
No, because it says there's four watching now. I wish it could show you who those four people are. Oh, but see. Only it's only if they're going to actually pipe up.
We've broken a record in our Twitch view. I don't know who's watching us in Twitch.
Can we? Are we monetized?
No.
At least we have.
That's the gaming platform, right? Isn't Twitch mostly ratio? For?
Twitch, yeah, exactly.
Is it my back? I try to make it like one of the gamers, like, oh, yeah, like little gamer cool. things in, that I've seen in Twitch. They all like, yeah, I don't know. They're all like some sort of anime character of themselves.
Yeah, waifu.
Woo woo.
Woo woo.
I believe they like
Nick. Is also got girls. Hi, Nick. A 2-for-1. Get on a different device. What'd you say?
Oh, hey, now that we have an audience, so if you could help us out, we're trying to monetize. If everybody that's watching live could go look up Bad Dragon and say, you guys should really sponsor Qualify Nonsense, that would be great.
Yeah.
Don't leave the live stream. Do this in a separate browser.
Yeah.
You tell us what you think about Bad Dragon Life.
depending on what computer you're using, maybe use the incognito browser.
Although use the work
in Chrome separate because, VPN
because Chrome collects that shit. Google has all that.
I'm trying to think of.
I'm trying to think like going on. Hikes, although I see a lot of young people around here going on hikes, so that's not really like a thing.
Tell you what, I did a hike once in North Carolina, never again.
Oh, it was a water snake.
Two. There were two. And you know what? I don't know how to identify them, and that stinking thing was huge.
Yeah, they are spooky. In fact, I don't know if my folks are watching. Shout out if you are. But me and my family were going on a hike in the Eno River near us. And there are copperheads, but there's also water snakes that look, they look pretty similar. At a glance, you're like, you have to definitely take a second or a third look. And there was a little snake in the path that ended up being a water snake. And but then we were like talking about it, and my dad went up behind my son, and he scared him. He like poked him in the back. He's like, ooh, careful. And he was like. My son was like, no, that is not okay. Don't you do that.
That's a great way to get kicked in the hoo-hoos.
It was very funny. He's still, even when we go on that white, that particular walk now, he's like, remember when grandpa did that? I have to laugh because I was like, yeah, that was hilarious. It was pretty good.
Yeah. I think also, I don't know how to describe it, but just kind of like sitting and looking at things, you know, like
sometimes I sit and think.
Like I'll say, for example, like when we went to New Orleans last time, I've never been one to be like, well, you should just sit on a bench here and just like kind of watch. And I was like, I felt like the square that we were at.
Yeah.
Like the big square that was near us. I was like, man, this would be a great spot. Just kind of like sit and look and watch it. Watch things.
Big cities have a few of those, like Washington Square in New York City is a good one to do that. And, but New Orleans, I think is ripe for the people watching.
Yeah. Or just like sitting on a bench, taking in a good sunset once in a while.
Yeah.
Is that an old person thing? Or is that just like being content?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also it's like, sometimes it's just kind of nice to, like, if you've been on the go, to just be like, I'm just going to sit for a while, and, you know, kind of recuperate a little and rest. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
If we wrap just that
being
one
depressed,
up.
Depressed, says Jenners. Jenners says that's being depressed. All right, Jenners. When we said come into chat, we didn't mean this aggression.
I'll bring that up on,
I actually did,
on
I did
Thursday at 9 with the therapist.
I know. Well, I definitely thought when you said like sitting on a bench and looking at a sunset, I like the next thought for me is like, and like contemplating the eventual demise, like, that sun's going to go out someday.
Well, no, you know, like
how many more of these sunsets do I have left in me?
I guess kind of,
because there's a number.
It's one of
on
those
it.
Like you know when there's an Avenger, like in the Avengers when he goes forward in time and he like comes back, like they had the time accelerator thing, and he's like aged so much. He's just sitting on the bench. He's like, "Do you think you're gonna go back or whatever?" He's like, "No, I don't think so." It's like, "Oh man, that's an old person thing. I can't wait
that's
for
an
that
old person thing."
Or being depressed.
Or being depressed. The next question we have is, what happens when you die?
It's your funeral. Who in reality shows up? How many people actually love you?
Damn.
Here's a...
that's for season 3.
With all of our guests.
Thanksgiving's coming up, so we'll do a Thanksgiving question.
Okay, yeah, sure.
This one is from
baby.
Ask Reddit username DT Saranaya. They ask, you get $1 billion if you can start a massive argument at your family's Thanksgiving dinner. What's your game plan?
Wait, can you say that again?
Did you hear that he blew him?
You get $1 billion if you can start a massive argument at your family's Thanksgiving dinner. What's your game plan?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a
I'm good, sticking with that one.
That's a good question.
Gotta make it political.
Yeah.
It's gotta be
Oh no, wait, I got it. Okay, so you're telling me Jesus is walking around in Israel and he literally found somebody named Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
I mean, that's a good one. That's a good
discuss.
One. Yeah. Discuss.
I don't know. Gosh, something about,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's the political stuff that, but I don't know if that would turn into a massive argument. I think, I'm trying to think if, like, in my family, if I said something, whatever, you know, if people would just be more of, like, do more of a agree to disagree kind of thing rather than.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, because it would have to be personal. Like,
well,
it'd have to be like bringing up some kind of old dirt about a family member, yeah, or something. Well, it's like, you know, you're sitting around talking. It's like, well, at least I didn't, you know, whatever, like Aunt Sheila did.
Hey, Uncle Jim, yeah, didn't you have a secret family for a while? Like,
I mean, I feel like I've got some good ones. It definitely depends on like who's attending, but like any sort of like, yeah, like things that the family have more or less agreed not to speak about, like either verbally or non-verbally decided to put to bed.
But yeah, because like, there's a difference between like 15 and 8.
Oh, no, not, no.
Just start.
I mean, well, actually, that's, so it depends on if $1 billion, do you guys think $1 billion is enough to be able to repair any relationships that you damage during this event? Because,
I mean, wait, that's some, my $1 billion.
There's some ways. Because you're more generous than that.
No, if you're, because the whole thing is like, you're obviously doing this to cause an event. So why would you do it to cause an event and then be like, oh, I'm sorry, I really love you. And like, what if the person said, all right, I need $500 million. Like, fuck that. That's half of what I got for this.
Yeah, I mean,
like to repair that relationship,
it'd be hard to.
What, like, would you do with $500 million?
I'm just saying, I would start it to get a billion.
Yeah.
So I'd have to be comfortable. You've got to be comfortable with losing
really hurtful stuff. Like, would the.
Now, Brandon, we've known each other a long time, and all of us here are capable of saying some pretty heinous, hurtful things. And we didn't get $1 billion. So I just think, you know,
you're right.
It's in our capabilities. Perhaps. But I don't know. At this point, like at this stage in life, I don't know. Like $1 billion is great and everything. But like if you're like damaging relationships forever, like there's a few that I'm like, water under the bridge. But most of them I'd be like, no, I'm sorry. Here's $500 million.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like something that would start an argument that I feel like my family and extended family aren't like super emotionally triggered that way. Like if.
No, you know, your family is, yeah, they're pretty even keel.
So it would have to be something like, I like, oh, hey, I just want to come clean. I cleaned out your bank accounts and, you know, or whatever. Like,
honestly,
like
money,
like some
money
sort of criminal
to do it.
Yeah. Some sort of like criminal thing. Like, oh, I murdered this or whatever. Like, something like that would. But then I guess that's not really.
Look, I'm sorry. Kenny Rogers is not the best. There, I said it.
Jenner's
just you son of a bitch.
Jenner's jumped in the chat and said, no amount of money would make me want to start a family drama. Psych. I would tell everyone's darkest secret and make them come clean with the truth. I love this. I love this energy. And then I'll take them out to dinner, make up for it. And, you know, that's nice. That's a good balance. Like really, yeah, really like drag them through the dirt and then like, you know, take them out too.
Could you preface it with like, look, I can't tell you why, but I'm going to really upset you. And then I'm going to do something really nice. And you need to know that I didn't really mean it, but I can't tell you any more than that.
I don't know that would start an argument. If you prefaced it, but
no, it's pretty vague. You could preface it with it. So it's like, look, you're going to be really upset.
Would it actually start? Yeah. Would it actually trigger the argument?
Well, would it trigger the argument and could you still get paid?
Right. That's why. Yeah. We need to look
at that. I can trigger an argument. Don't get me wrong. I just need to know if I'm getting paid if I say anything about it.
Yeah. As we know, Matt's an instigator.
Money is like if you like bring up, like any version of like will disagreement or something like that, like inheritance disagreement.
Serve everybody a fake updated will where they get nothing.
Well, that's actually
I saw Simon Cowell just did that. He publicly declared today he's paying for his kid's college, and then he's giving it all the way to like the Humane Society and Children's Hospital, which is great. He's like, my kid needs to go to school and figure it out for himself. It's like, oh, nice. Can you imagine on Thanksgiving? Here you go.
Well, the top answer here is gift. Announce I'm getting $1 billion and I'm only sharing with my three favorite people. Can you guess my favorites?
That's good. I'm having that.
Auditions.
I like that diabolical frame of mind.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people can get kind of heated about politics, but I don't know. I don't know that would really turn into a huge, a massive argument.
I feel like, is it weird though? Because I feel like disagreeing about politics is so commonplace now. People don't even get that bent out of shape about it. It's so polarizing that you're just like, if you disagree with someone, you just sort of write it off as like you're an idiot. That's what I'm seeing on both sides, all sides.
There's something about Thanksgiving though, like where it's just like probably because everybody's trashed. Everybody, like everything is just so supercharged, and it's like there's the one person who comes in here hot and he's like, I'm going to push a button and it's going to light a fuse with everybody else. And everybody else is just there to have a good time. So it's like the one dad and then the son that get into it. He's like, God damn it, Brandon. Every single year you come here.
Could you imagine anyone in Brandon's family saying, God damn it, Brandon, every year?
Actually, I could. Well, not that exactly, but.
Or
you come in here so friendly, so soft-spoken.
Or if it was like, did you guys like the ham I made? It's actually the family dog. Or like if.
Yeah, just go into like a vegetarian like Thanksgiving and being like, oh yeah, you know, this is, of course I knew everybody's things, and be like, psych. That's, you know
what? That's actually a really good point. I feel
that's
like
kangaroo meat.
I feel like my mom always goes big during the holidays. I mean, her cooking is always fantastic, but like I feel like if she was having a bunch of people over and like, granted, like food is often the conversation topic, so everyone would know that something was up if it wasn't discussed. But if she like pulled out like a big, like a brick of tofu instead of like prime rib, I feel like there are certain members of my family that would be like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And they'd probably be like, oh, this is good. They'd be like, what the fuck is this?
But, or like the Wilhelmy family, like you pull out of like, oh, do you guys want some cheese and crackers? And it's like a block of Velveeta or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Velveeta, get kicked right the fuck out.
Straight to jail.
Send Archer on him.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well.
So we've got a game plan for Thanksgiving. Good. Disclaimer, we don't have $1 billion.
I don't know. I feel like maybe
would.
I feel like just reading the comments in here, I feel like people have more like touchy relationships with their families than maybe the three of us do with ours.
Go on. Let's hear some family drama. Spill the tea.
Well, this one says, first we would have to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Then I would pay my sister $500,000 not to come to it. After that, all I have to do is sit back and watch.
So it sounds like the sister is the arbiter, the peacekeeper.
I kind of love that because she's making the other person. It's not really her fault at that point. It's the other person's fault. They got paid to not show up.
No, she gets paid to not show up because presumably she was keeping the peace, or she makes it too rowdy.
Well, I guess I interpret it as like that's the kid that you should have there and she just doesn't show up and watch everybody else around you just kind of crumble.
Oh, I see.
This person says, so my wife and I have decided it's the perfect time to become full missionaries in China. We're bringing the kids too.
That's good. I mean, that's good because you're probably creating, you're not there to confirm their arguments, but like, you do something. Oh yeah. Become a religious zealot in something.
Tell your family you're getting married, but you are converting to Mormonism and you can't come to the wedding because you're not allowed in the temple.
What was the religious group in the airports in Naked Gun?
The Hare Krishna.
The Hare Krishna. Yeah, do that. That'd be well received.
What were the ones in Oregon? Those guys were crazy. The Rajneeshis.
Oh, yeah. When that documentary came out, I asked my folks about it. And they're like, yeah, we definitely remember that.
Just go do that in general. I don't know. Go find some sex cult and tell your parents that tell your family that that's your calling.
But it's a joke for $1 billion.
This person says, easy. I just sit down and enjoy the meal. My mom will automatically take care of the rest.
Oh no.
Tell it like it is.
Easy. I just show up. Oh man. I will just quietly attend.
There's always one.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
All right.
Yep.
How
are we doing on time? How long have we been doing this?
40? We got time.
Hell yeah. Jump into chat. Say hi.
We have five people eyeballs watching now.
Yeah, we've got
we're gotta keep going
watching.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sorry, I was reading.
It's Brandon, that's our hype man. Yeah, bro, let's go.
Okay. Okay. Let's go. This one comes from No Stupid Questions. Username Time Patience 7575. They ask, why do the holidays stress me out if I have no specific triggers? Anxiety from now until January, every single year.
Why don't they stress you out?
Or why do they stress me out if I have no specific triggers? Like, meaning like they... It's not like a, you know, they don't have any like trauma or whatever from the holidays.
I'm assuming you have family to go to.
Yeah.
Well, I know for my forever girlfriend, she has anxiety over the holidays because she ultimately does all of the planning. And I know that's like mostly all entirely my fault because I'm not a planner and she is a planner. So a lot of it gets defaulted to her. And so I know that the holidays, while they're supposed to be a nice time, if you don't have ADHD, you think about like the future and the next steps and like making sure that everybody gets gifts and making sure holiday, like everybody gets gifts that they will like. And for when you have kids, like making sure that they're relatively even so that everybody feels equally appreciated. And then, you know, showing up to all of the familial things so that nobody feels left out or that we all get to see the people that we want to see during the holidays. And like everybody eats well, you know, it's like there's so many elements that honestly, I'm the beneficiary of Anna's planning. But like, I feel like a lot of people find themselves in a role and very often it's not like a 50-50 split. And so the holidays are going to be stressful like anyway. And then to have that all saddled onto one person is going to be a lot.
Yeah. Even just the like normal generic things get even more stressful, like traveling the airport, navigating the airport just in general gets more complicated and stress inducing around holiday times, just because it's significantly busier and whatnot. So you may not think you have triggers, but you probably do somewhere. Well, you obviously do. Otherwise you wouldn't feel it.
Right.
Or it's a Catholic guilt.
I do think we've really messed up by having Thanksgiving and Christmas so close to each other. That, you know, they're both...
Jesus really shouldn't have been born on December 25th, I guess. Big fuck up there, JC.
Poser.
But I think, you know, you are like rushing to get ready for Thanksgiving or traveling for it. And then a few weeks later, you basically repeat the whole thing, except this time now there are gifts involved. And I think like just time and time wise and financially, there's a lot of stress there.
My advice would be give up a holiday. Like me and my immediate family don't particularly like celebrate Thanksgiving. It's nothing we really look forward to in terms of like, oh, it's a great big holiday. And we usually are somehow doing our own thing. Like, and we also do enchiladas. We don't do turkey. So I think it takes some of the stress off by being like, oh, I don't know. We kind of remove making one of them so important and just focus on Christmas, kind of. Drop one. There's nothing to even be thankful for anyway. Fuck.
Damn. Yeah. So do we think that, I mean, historically, I think Thanksgiving, although Thanksgiving, it's not even very dark for very long, but do you think it's positioned that way historically for like something to look forward to in the dreary months? I guess really then we would need something in January and February, right? Because
wasn't it more
Valentine's Day?
I feel like those months. Oh. Sorry, go ahead.
Isn't Thanksgiving more of like a celebration of the bounty of the harvest and like kind of the end of?
Oh yeah, all yeah, that? That's true.
Nothing to celebrate with all these tariffs.
Thanks, Biden.
All that harvest is just sitting there.
Yeah. Welcome to Joe Biden's America.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I did that.
I don't know. I mean, you guys, both of you have family on, you know, each coast. So do you alternate? Like years when you do things, or how do you work that out?
If we're speaking for my family, if we're employed, then we try to do alternating years, but that isn't always the case. And so, 'cause it's expensive to get out there. And you'd think that in 2025, it wouldn't be so grueling, but it is. So, but yeah, I mean, if it financially allows, then yeah, we try to make it happen.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Real talk. Lay it down.
Now we should be. We should be better. It like I kind of echo everything that Jake's saying. And then again, like my wife's family is Scottish. My wife was Scottish, a UK resident until our first daughter was born. And it's, I don't know, the Thanksgiving kind of hits different a little bit. So it's mostly Christmas that we really look like we, and don't get me wrong, Thanksgiving is still a time to get together and enjoy each other's company and stuff. But I'm with you on the, especially if you're traveling, hey, we were just there for Thanksgiving. You want us to come out for Christmas too? Or how do you want to work that? So.
You want to pay for us to come out for Christmas too?
We actually, you know, to be fair, we actually have done that for my father-in-law's side a couple of times because we understand that it's less stress for them being retired and being able to come out versus a family of four trying to make it out. And he traveled pretty much for a living. So he's pretty, you know, he's got a lot of strategery when it comes to it. But we have done that. It's like, hey, look, we understand that it was a pretty short time that you were just here, but you know, it'd be great for the grandkids if you could see them. So can we bring you out? Okay.
Chat, what do you all do for the holidays?
Ain't nothing $1 billion wouldn't talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first. What about, so Brandon, you and your partner's families are still relatively local.
Yeah. I am basically 2 hours from either side of the family.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's so interesting? Because Anna has a number of her, like, she's most of her family in North Carolina, and then of course my family's in the Pacific Northwest, in Oregon. We realized, I was chatting with my in-laws this last weekend, and I was like, man, we have to get you all together again, because since the wedding, which was now 10 years ago or 11 years ago, they've seen each other like twice, I think, since then. Or maybe just once. My folks came out to visit, and then we went out to visit them. But like my in-laws and my folks, they haven't hung out much. And
Jake, if and when your kids partner up, do you hope to be friends with the other the in-laws?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, when your kids get married, do you hope to be friends with their parents, your partner's parents?
I mean, yeah, if they're cool. If they're
yeah, if they don't suck.
Yeah, if they don't suck. If they're not losers. No, I don't know. I guess that's a good point. Like, I don't know. Not necessarily. I just want to be able to be close to the boys, but, you know, I mean, Mom, Pop, if you're watching, I get it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did this to you. Anna and I didn't think that far ahead, I guess.
I mean, unless like the other parents like don't approve, and then you have to have a conversation about like, listen, your son or daughter really makes my son or daughter happy. And I think that they're a great match for each other, and you know.
Yeah, no.
We have to also understand that they're both adults at this point.
We have to both, you know, support them as a team, and like,
yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to hard conversations with my in-laws.
I'll tell you what: if I have to have any conversation like that with any of the other partners' parents, I already know right out of the gate we're not going to be friends. You have to be, or you'd either could be like,
Matt, your world is so black and white sometimes, and I love it.
It is like, if I have to treat somebody like they're a business partner, it's like, oh, we're not going to be friends. You know, it's like, look, they got divorced, but can we still like grab beers every now and then? You know, you know, like, I'd rather have that conversation than be like, look, Jake, you know, I know your boy is pretty great and I love my daughter too, but we just got to get their backs on this one. We'll come out on top.
So you know what's so funny? So the first time our kids hung out was when they were what, one or two? Mm-hmm. I guess they were probably two, approaching two. Anyway, right when I show up to this guy's house, he like opens the door. We haven't seen each other in a minute, and he's like, "Hey, how are you?" You know, and he's like, "So, so should we talk about the dowry now?" Or and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point." So, I mean, if that works out, then you know, we've got it in the bag. Like, we're already friends. So that's good. But we can still have, if you still want to have a hard conversation, I'm down for it. So,
there was, I forget where we were, and somebody was like, "Well, not like if we marry each other." And I was like, I had my first dad of like, whoop. What'd you say?
You sit your ass down.
Easy, champ. Get out. Oh, we were in Palm Springs with the other family. And there was something about like, oh, well, if they, you know, they marry each other, we marry each other. I was like, huh?
One of your daughters said that to somebody?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, if we married, you know, the other little boy's name. And I was like,
Nah.
Nope. Nope. But they also don't know. It's the same. It's the same child that last night was, we were talking about movies that we could watch downstairs on Blu-ray. And she said, yeah, you have this one and this one on your spinning records. I was like, okay. We wrote that one down. Blu-rays are spinning records.
Oh, Jenner's commented on the Thanksgiving. She says nothing really happens. There's a few Friendsgivings, and then we host. Whoever can make it makes it. Don't know if it's because I'm Asian, but my husband doesn't plan much. We do get-togethers, which, yeah. And she did also the shrug sign, and also what's that symbol called? The female symbol, the symbol for female.
That's a good question, because like the Asian restaurants are the one that are always open on Thanksgiving, or like it's kind of one of those everybody knows to go to the. Is that, I guess, yeah. In, not really in celebrated Christmas, in your family Thanksgiving.
In a Christmas Jenner's. Story, it's the oh well, it's an offensive scene, but it's a Christmas restaurant where they go after the Christmas dinner is ruined.
I think it was last year, a year before, Krisha and I were at my parents' house and we got Double Dragon for Christmas in San Diego.
Nice. Nice. See, I'm a huge proponent of that, because like for Thanksgiving, we do enchiladas, just because a couple different reasons, but, mostly I hate
somebody for an enchilada right now. Sorry, go ahead.
Mostly I just don't like Thanksgiving food. I think it's kind of like slop. I know it can be done well. I've not experienced it with regularity being done well. So I was like, fuck it. I like Mexican food. And we just made it a tradition to do enchiladas. It's also awesome going to the store and they're not out of anything you need. You need tortillas? They got you, because everybody else has already bought the stuffing. You need protein. Sure. You got shredded chicken and all the ground beef you want. Nobody's buying that up. You need taco seasoning? Plenty of it. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I do think Canadians have the right idea, but they celebrate their Thanksgiving in October. So I kind of wish we would do that, just to give a little bit more of a runway between the two holidays.
Yeah. And really, like, you know, as far as like looking forward to something, Christmas is something fun to look forward to. And I guess it's like, you know, bringing in the end of the year and whatever, but we really need something to look forward to in like February. That is like something. You're talking about Valentine's Day and cool. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, I guess so that's a good point. Hear me out.
You look forward to that one day a year when you can sleep with your wife.
No, I was sorry. I guess that was that was an interesting segue. We had six people watching. I guess we just lost one after that comment. So I apologize. I was gonna. Boring. What do you say we do one more and then call it a epi?
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let's see. Okay, here's my
last. Oh, here's one. Where do you go when you die?
Is Santa real?
You're a beached whale in Oregon. How do you get yourself out?
Dynamite.
All right, so this is a Christmas one. Or whatever holiday you celebrate.
Dragon.
It comes to us from No Stupid Questions, username Filipino Airlines. They write, why do people give gift cards for presents instead of just straight cash? Is it because it looks more like a gift?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's more difficult to use it for drugs.
Yeah. You know how much we also have to pay in service fees to get that shit activated? Damn.
Damn.
Shit. I have feelings about this. I think that I am a great gift giver. However, it has to be in the moment, and it's usually not on any sort of holiday or whatever. I'll literally be walking by the store and see something. I was like, oh, Jake would like that. Just get it for you. Throw it completely out of context. When there's pressure, I it's like taking a test. I seize up and I'm like, I don't know, socks and bath bombs, yeah. You know? So I was like, well, I just get you money and to a store that I know you like, and then you get to pick anything you want. It's like a shopping spree for you.
if you had to rank, so giving these types of gifts, how would you rank cash, a gift card, and lottery tickets?
Oh man, why'd you gotta throw the third one in there? Lottery tickets, cash, gift card.
Lottery tickets number one, or
wait, yeah. as in like the best lottery ticket? Yeah,
I would maybe you flip that. I feel like lottery tickets feel like more of a last minute thing rather than just cash. Like if you get like a crisp $50 bill or $100 bill and give it to somebody, like that seems a lot nicer than like, oh shit, I ran to 7-Eleven and right before I got
so,
it.
So what's
so better? I love this because my aunt used to give them to us in stocking stuffers, so she actually funded underage gambling, which was fun. So I get that mentality of like, oh, it seems like you're getting your pack of smokes. Like, ah, oh, shit, I got to get something for Brandon. give me five number 39s. one of the new fireballs, whatever that is. You know, I can see it coming from that way, but I think some people truly think, and I know I have one in my family and I love it. I think they think it is a good gift because like it's their opportunity to also gamble with you of like, look, if I get Brandon this $5 thing, it's going to bring him joy to scratch it off. He didn't spend any money on it. And you have the potential to win $5,000.
I mean, yeah, when you pitch it like that, I'm on board with that. So what would you prefer, a crisp $50 bill or a stack of 100 singles that are crumpled and a little bit soggy?
The singles, they got a story.
Yeah, it's the Provence. the Provence.
I don't know if it's bad that two out of three of us did the exact that exact same reaction.
That might be, we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's the intrinsic value that it brings, not just the face value.
With a black light, you got to put a black light with it.
Oh no, keep that away. The less you know, the better.
That's like when somebody on Antiques Roadshow, they're like, oh, here's my grandfather's uniform from World War II. What's it worth? And like, well, it's not worth a lot, but the story behind it is really cool. Like,
the Lord of the Grace is like, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know, like cash, because like you could be given cash, and then the person that gave it to you sees what you go and do with it, and you're like, "What'd you do?" He's like, "Well, I went to the arcade." Oh, okay. Like you literally got nothing out of it.
I remember in high school, I neglected to give a gift for like not a white elephant, but like some sort of like Christmas gift giving thing that was happening in choir, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I forgot. I'll just give this kid $20," and they happened to draw me also, and so we just handed each other $20 and we're like, this is weird. We're like, this is so bizarre and like doesn't mean anything. And it did make me like, I'm not a better gift giver now, frankly, but I was just kind of like, oh man, this just feels wrong.
That's what I feel like with those sorts of gift exchanges where it's like there's a $20 limit and everybody's just getting gift cards, and it's like, oh, so I traded my gift card for Bed Bath & Beyond to one for Subway. And it's like,
in those situations, like, I'll go to Spencer's at the mall and go to the Bachelorette section and just get a bag like full of dick stuff. And that way, whoever gets it is like, I don't know, boy, girl, whatever, you get a sucker out of it. I don't like the gift card situation in that way.
Jenner's is out here. She said, gift cards are for lazy. Gift cards are a lazy people's way to give. We didn't need you coming in here throwing fists like that.
You spit hot fire.
Store gift cards are a little less lazy. I'd rather give cash so that people can put it to whatever they're saving for, which is, I think that's fair.
Yeah. There's like, no, it says whatever savings they want to put it in. She wants to, this is for your 401k.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I had an uncle that gave stock and all of the company he worked at. I'll tell you what, as a 9 to 14 year old, that is the worst possible thing you could give somebody.
Yeah, but how does Matt did it?
I cashed it out when I was 18 and I was thankful for it. I was. Nice. But I'll tell you what, that's a long stretch to be given stock and not. But it all turned out in the end. It was just terrible in the moment.
Yeah. Ugh, thanks. That's also because that company, like, we didn't learn about finances. Yeah.
And that's how I'm the owner of Bad Dragon. It's public now.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, definitely check out Bad Dragon.
Oh, there she goes. Or whatever they're saving up for. Yeah. We're just
Bad
just
Dragon
razzing
gift
you.
Card. Perfect.
Do they sell gift cards? Oh, I have a story for you guys. I have a story.
Oh, no. All right. If the kids are still up, put them to bed. Matt's
okay, so
the story.
Let's.
Viewer discretion.
I gotta think about how to. It was it's technically on the business front, but we were meeting with a client who has platforms when you have like some high risk opportunities, and they were
just that we've talked about it before. But can you define high risk again for the viewers?
Oh yeah, like, something that's mean? Not like something that's not like bar, restaurant, that kind of stuff. Something, this will give you exactly what it is. And he's like, okay. Oh, so things, you know, gun stores, adult stores. And he said they were working with a company that kept having problems with their processing because they kept getting turned on and off due to their industry. They are producers of fake semen for the adult industry.
For the adult industry.
Yeah. And so I so badly in this business meeting want to be like, well, have you ever heard of Centaur Jizz? Like, maybe it's the same company.
Hilarious. Wait, what? I had never really thought about that. I guess there's a market for pretend jizz on set.
So here, this goes back to my theory that there is a market for literally anything.
Couldn't
starting
you just
with
whip
feet
up
picks,
some
then,
icing, like just some confectioner's sugar and milk, and then like
some royal icing
for the super soakers.
Oh no!
See, Brandon, you streamlined the process. You just made a process enhancement.
Cheat.
Sorry, our new venture is.
Now somebody's out there hawking this stuff to the adult industry, and look, they're just trying to make an honest living like everybody else.
Hmm. All right.
Grandpa, where did you make all your money from? Let me tell you. Back in the- Yeah.
If you do sugar, you're going to give everyone a yeast infection.
That's a good point. You know what? Jenner's
that's true.
Dropping some hot facts.
Just throws like baking soda on everything.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, you know, it would have to be like food. Yeah, food safe. But also like, would it have to be medically safe, I guess? Because you're like ingesting it?
I don't know. Like, well, Brandon, on that same note, when we worked at UPS, we shipped high-risk items. Do you remember the bull semen?
Yeah.
They were plastic. Sure. They were like plastic base. They look like a mushroom, a plastic mushroom that was about 3 feet high. Mm-hmm. And there was a purveyor in Oregon that made bull semen, and they shipped it across the country.
Well,
and there was one that broke open.
But
yeah,
but they made it.
No, they definitely helped. There's a hamburger helper, and I helped. but they shipped it all across the country, and it was in dry ice. It was kind of like I don't know, that scene in Jurassic Park where he has the shaving cream can. He's like, but on a much larger scale. And one I remember one broke open, and it made quite the mess. Because like once it hits air, it liquefies again, and it had to have like the hazmat crew
frozen.
Show up. Yeah, it's like sub-zero dry
like
ice.
Dry ice, yeah.
Yeah, and once it hits air, I'll tell you what, it's not a solid anymore. You're in the splash zone.
I guess if you do go the icing route for the fake semen, then you are a job creator, because then you have to hire an exterminator to get rid of all the ants on your porno set.
And you're creating jobs, like Jenner said, you're creating a yeast infection, so getting all that urgent kick money.
And then you can get your bakery started with your extra yeast cultivated from porn sets.
And then you'll get it. Then you start propping it up for your IPA.
And then you're employing graphic designers to make tasteful but explanational can art. You know,
that's we good. Have four people watching. I know one of those was at least my parents. We dropped them at some point.
I wonder what part.
Our Bible study. Oh, I'm so proud of my son. He's has his own podcast. He's like,
wait, what?
They'd be like Brandon before we start. My phone updated. I can't get out of here.
I don't know how to use this thing.
Where's the volume? It just keeps getting louder.
Well, boys.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yes. Well, thank you all for watching or listening, if you choose to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Do it. And yeah, of course, thank you to our loyal patrons, including Eric and my sister, whose birthday girl today.
Yes. Happy birthday.
But if you haven't already, head over to Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense to show your support, and watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. You may already be there. But also feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com, or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. And after you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We will see you back here next year for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Yeah, keep an eye out on our socials. We'll be posting a little bit of what's to come, and we hope everyone has a safe and happy end of year and holiday if you celebrate, and we appreciate you.
You show us some support on Patreon and we'll show you something
nice,
some holiday cheer.
Bing. All right, y'all,
thanks guys.